From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahomans TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Don P. Brown, Features Copy Editor. How you doing, Don?
Great. Great to be here, Penny.
It's lovely. It's a lovely day. And Don and I were invited by CBS to take a sneak peek at the network's new series, Harper's Island. It premieres at 9:01 p.m. Thursday, April 9th. It's a mystery murder series, and every episode, someone is killed. By the end of its 13-episode run, the killer will be revealed. Well, Don, did episode one make you want to follow Harper's Island to find out who the killer is?
Maybe. It was too bloody
for you?
Well, there were parts that were a little bloody, but strange. You know, I'm thinking that this is a different kind of a series than anything that I've seen before. Especially on network TV.
Yeah.
They might as well have called it Harper's Bizarre because because it's so strange.
Yeah, but that name was already taken.
Oh, okay.
So, well, Harper's Island begins with a group of family and friends boarding a yacht to travel to a secluded island for a destination wedding. And one wedding guest doesn't even make it to the island alive.
Mm-mm. I mean, you get your money's worth when you're... in the murder mystery department here.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you a bit about the cast, because it's got a nice cast. Uh-huh. A lot of characters. Katie Cassidy, who is the daughter of David Cassidy, plays the bride.
I wondered about that.
Yeah. And Christopher Gorham from the short-lived series Jake 2.0 plays the groom. But, you know, playing the groom in the series pilot that CBS sent out last fall was Oklahoma actor Ryan Merriman, who starred in The Pretender.
So for some reason they recast that role.
And there's another role they recast. It was the role of Uncle Marty, who is the groom's uncle. Harry Hamlin from L.A. Law plays him in the series, but in the pilot, Bill Pullman from Big Love was Uncle Marty. So
okay.
Don't really know why they made these casting changes, but I think it works.
Okay. One thing I'll say is that this is a show with a humongous cast, I think. I mean, there's about 25 characters.
There are 25, you know, possible suspects.
Each week you don't know who it might be, I suppose. And any one of them could be a suspect.
And any one of them could be the killer.
Right.
In fact, you know, one of them has to be the killer. That's a given.
But with 25 characters in this first... I guess in this first show that we saw, I found it a little hard to keep up with everyone.
Well, I don't even think they introduced everybody yet. There's still some people that will be revealed in the 13 episodes. And, of course, my hope is that they stick with it for 13 episodes. Don't yank the show because of ratings. You know, give the show a chance. This is a limited run series, and, you know, everybody wants to see who done it.
Right, and I think... it's a safe bet that they're probably going to show all of the episodes.
Because it's a mid-season replacement, or what would you...
Well, it seems like the format, I mean, you never know what the networks are going to do, but it seems like with this format, they're almost bound to show all of the shows in the series.
Yeah, but, you know, if the ratings aren't there for the first several weeks, then, you know, network bosses tend to, you know... panic and pull.
Well, one thing I did read was that one of the producers said, if they are successful with this show, they'll do another round, and it'll be another group of people in another situation.
Yeah, that's true. And in fact, you can read, you know, that it's the writer and producer for the show, Jeffrey Bell. He makes those comments in a story running in the Sunday Oklahomans TV book.
Okay.
So, well, Don... on a scale from 1 to 10, with 10 being outstanding, what would you rate Harper's Island?
Well, I would probably... I'm going back and forth on this one. I think it could have a lot of appeal to certain viewers. I think it's a... it tends to be more of... it reminds me of a slasher movie, like a teen slasher movie crossed with a soap opera.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a weird kind of thing.
And I guess they're trying to draw in the young male viewing audience for
Well,
it.
This is what was a little shocking to me. Not only some of the shocking scenes that we get in the pilot about, you know, the killings.
Mm-hmm.
There are some shocking scenes. But, my goodness, this is a show on CBS. This is the Tiffany Network. And I'm kind of surprised that to see, well, there's premarital sex going on. There's some suggestive language, and then there's blood and gore.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering, you know, has CBS kind of turned a corner with this show?
Well, our times have changed.
It reminds me a little bit of a fictionalized version of Survivor.
I can kind of see that
with some gore. I mean, who's going to be voted off the island this week? With a knife or a gun or, you know, whatever.
So 1 to 10, what would you give it?
I would give this show, for those who are tempted by the premise, I would give it a 7 or an 8.
Well, probably. That's pretty good for you.
Yeah. What would you give it?
I will give it an 8. But, mm-hmm. you know, if Choctaw's own Ryan Merriman were still in the cast, I'd give it a 9.5.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll follow it anyway, because I think it's an interesting show, an interesting concept. And so remember, it's Harper's Island, premiering at 9:01 p.m. Thursday, April 9th on CBS. Well, that's a wrap for this week. We'll return next Friday to discuss another upcoming program, but feel free to check out TV Preview any day, anytime, at your convenience.